Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the Old Testament reading of the day, found in Ezekiel chapter 2. Then I looked, and I saw a hand stretched out toward me, and in it there was a rolled up scroll. He unrolled it in front of me, and there was written, and there was writing on both sides. Written on it was laments, groaning, and woe. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you have received. Eat this scroll, and then go speak to the house of Israel. I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. Then he said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach, and fill your belly with this scroll that I am giving you. I ate, and in my mouth it was sweet like honey. Then he said to me, Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. For you are not being sent to a people who have incomprehensible speech or a difficult language, but you are being sent to the house of Israel. Nor are you being sent to many peoples who have incomprehensible speech and difficult languages whose words you cannot understand. Certainly, if I were to send you to such people, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, because they are not willing to listen to me, because the whole house of Israel is hard-headed and hard-hearted. Look, I have made your face just as hard as their faces, and your forehead just as hard as their foreheads. I have made your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not fear them, and do not be intimidated by their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Then he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I will speak to you, and hear them with your ears. Go now to the exiles, to your own people. You shall speak to them and say to them, This is what the Lord God says, whether they listen or they do not. This is our text. Dear people of God, have you noticed how bold the heathen have become? Maybe they've always been bold, but I've just heard it more recently. It's how they talk fearlessly now. They say, I don't care what your Bible says. It's scary to hear them say these things. It makes us want to hide. For it is much easier and safer in our world just to say nothing. And our goal is not to fight people. Our goal is not to win arguments. Remember that our goal is to win souls. And we have been given the perfect and most powerful weapon to win those souls. We have the sweet gospel. We need to eat it, and we need to be hard-headed in speaking it. Ezekiel was one of the Lord's prophets in Babylon. He lived among the people. Unlike Daniel, who lived among the elite government executives, Ezekiel was a man of the people. He lived among the Israelites in captivity, and they all thought he was nuts because Ezekiel saw visions. Ezekiel once, at the instruction of the Lord, built a tiny Jerusalem in the sand, and he waged war against it. The so-called Bible experts today say that Ezekiel must have seen aliens. We are tempted to feel bad for the Israelites in captivity in Babylon, and it was sad, it was depressing, but we should remember why they were there. As the Lord told Ezekiel, they wouldn't listen. They worshiped other gods. They ignored the Lord. Solomon's beautiful temple in Jerusalem had become a ghost town. Nobody worshiped there anymore. When King Josiah was 18 years old, after ruling for 10 years, he sent someone into the temple, and there they found a Bible. No one had been reading it. And when Josiah finally heard the words of Moses, he tore his clothes and began destroying all the idols and the idol worship places in Israel. But it didn't last very long. The people went right back to their idols. They went right back to ignoring the Lord. So the Lord sent the Babylonians to conquer the Israelites and to take them off into captivity. And this is where Ezekiel comes in. He lived in that generation of Israelites who were taken to Babylon. He was taken there to be the Lord's prophet among his people, to bring the Lord's people to repentance, to bring them back to the Lord. And in this role, the Lord told Ezekiel to eat a scroll of the Bible. And in this vision, Ezekiel ate it from the hand of God. Being a faithful prophet of the Lord, he didn't ask questions, he just ate it. Now, this eating of the scriptures is a theme that runs throughout the Bible. Jesus called himself the bread of life, something we are to eat, take in, consume, make a part of us. John, in the book of Revelation, is told the same thing. He's also told to eat a scroll of the Word of God, just like Ezekiel did. And when Ezekiel ate it, it was sweet like honey, he says. Have you ever eaten paper? It's not very sweet. When you were in school, someone handed you a note, and the teacher saw it. And instead of turning it in, you ate it quick. It wasn't sweet. It's dry and nasty. But Ezekiel did not eat a clandestine note. Ezekiel ate the Word of God, which is sweet and wonderful. Now, the application to us is obvious. Eat the scroll. Consume the Word. Eat the bread of life. Read your Bible. Listen to the Word. Take it in. Consume it. Ponder it. Think about it. Make it a part of you. It's not a favor to God. It's a favor to you. To make the Word of God your own. To listen and to start to see things from God's point of view, like we talked about last week. It's very easy to sit back and just say what's wrong with everyone else. It's much more difficult to delineate what is right, to explain exactly what the Lord's will is, and only a person who is full of the Spirit can even begin to understand what the Lord truly wants, what his sweet gospel is, and that is that the Lord wants all people to be saved through simple faith in Jesus Christ, God's own Son, who lived, died, and rose again, all for us. We have the sweet, sweet gospel that changes hearts and saves souls. And we need to eat it. And we need to be more hard-headed in speaking it. What would be the result of Ezekiel speaking the word of God? Well, the Lord tells him, the house of Israel will not listen. And the Lord goes on to a little bit more detail here, and it's terribly interesting. I say all the time that people will believe just about anything as long as it's not in the Bible. People will believe that life originated in a pool of water that was struck by lightning. But they find it ridiculous to believe that the Almighty God created life. People are willing to believe that after they die, they get their own planet, or they start over again in life, or they stick around on the earth as a ghost. But they find it ridiculous to believe what the Word and what their own consciences tell them, that after this life there is a great judgment on those who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. People are glad to believe that people get what they deserve. That if you do mainly bad things will happen to you. And that if you do good things will happen to you. Even though there's no proof of that in your life. People will gladly believe that. But they refuse to believe that Jesus washes us clean of every sin without us doing a single thing to earn that forgiveness. People don't want to believe that it is the Lord who sends your troubles into your life so that his people will cry out to him and cling to him alone for help and salvation. See, God's ways are so different from our ways, and they're so much better than whatever imagined thing people come up with on their own. The Lord says that because he was the one telling Ezekiel what to say, the people would refuse to listen. Not because it didn't make sense and not because it didn't sound good, but only because it was from the mouth of the Lord. See, our old Adam hates whatever the Lord has to say. He just refuses to listen. Ezekiel had to get a hard head. And this goes against everything that we think we know. Because we were taught from very little, don't be so stubborn. Don't be hard-headed. But when it comes to the Word of God, the Lord tells us to get tough. Don't move. The Apostle Paul agrees. He wrote to the Corinthian Christians in chapter 15. Therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, God's word is God's word. It's not negotiable. Sin is sin. It does not change with the times. Sin does not need counseling or freedom. Sin needs repentance, because only then can it find forgiveness in Jesus' blood. Give in on every other thing, whether in your business or your leisure, what color car to buy, where the line of your property is, what medicines to take, give in. Listen. Talk, help, bend, compromise, do whatever you can to get along. But when it comes to the Word of God, be on the side of the Word. Don't bend. Stand with the Lord. Remember, that means knowing what the Lord's Word is. Eat it, consume it, read, listen. We would like everyone to like us, but they won't. No matter how nice you are, no matter how much you want to get along, it's just not going to happen. So let's let them hate us for being on the side of the Lord, because that's a badge I'm willing to wear. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.